Athlete's head. At the fairgrounds, a woman with the body of a snake will speak to you for $3, and you pay it, even if it is only an amazingly real illusion. Poor body, disclaimed like that. Poor head, for $3 crappy bucks. And for $3 more, Tracy Steele, the voluptuous centerfold model, decapitated in the car accident, her body kept alive, a medical marvel, will stand and walk around, the barker says, and why not? What other purpose is there than travel and glamour and the fair? It's 1932. Paul Klee has left the Bauhaus and is cooking veal and cauliflower with grated cheese and butter in Dusseldorf. Such a meal stimulates me mentally, he wrote his wife, Lily. Afterwards, I feel especially healthy and not at all sleepy. In Dusseldorf, in a portrait of an athlete, it would take Klee only 4,000 dots of paint to separate the athlete's head from the athlete's body, and the brain from the head as if it could be removed, and why not? Think of the woman who plays Tracy Steele's body, who jitters in her hospital gown as if galvanized, whose body has been removed from her head if only for 5 big shows a day. Someone who could pull back the little drape, ta-da, and reunite the body and the mind, and why have they been apart for so long? But she doesn't, and she usually has Monday off. What if she were to jog in the park, anonymous like all the rest of us, our bodies running by themselves, silver stars falling, no one's head doing much of anything, thinking of recipes or dogs, or rerunning that hackneyed movie in which the body is famous and athletic and safe, how would we know it was her?